Well, they come up with this old tale one time about the claws going to get him. The claws got somebody on up the railroad tracks there, and they found two or three that their throats had been sliced. And the claws had done it. They said it looked like a big, deep claw had just cut them to the bone and let them lay there to bleed out on the tracks or near the tracks. And, of course, the train stopped and found the bodies there. But everybody was scared to death down there next to where we live. But my brother wanted to play ball every day that he could play ball. He wanted to play baseball. We had a ball field close to the railroad track, but it was on the other side of the railroad track. There was a big deep cut where the railroad come through, about 3 or 4 miles up through there. It was a grade. It was a steep grade, but they had cut it down quite a bit. And standing up on the road, you could see the top of the trains as they come through, and the smoke of boiling out of the diesel engine or the old coal engine. I remember the coal engine when it still run. They burned wood and coal both. And it was an old train. Had a cow catcher on the front of it, a big, wide, deep-cut cow catcher on the front of it. Oh, we thought that was something. Anyhow, Jim went down there at the store to play ball, and the claws was on the loose. And it would get dark in the summer around 9 or 9:30 at night, but he'd play right up to the last minute. And then he'd light out running, hit that gravel road, and he'd run 40 miles an hour to get home. Old honeysuckles growing along the side of the road, they smell good. Well, we got to watching him, and he'd play ball, like I said, real late. I said, "Boys, let's have some fun out of old Jim." "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "Let's take some of Mama's old sheets, cut us some eye holes in them, put them over our head, and hide up there in the honeysuckles when he comes up that steep hill around Hauser's Curve down there. We'll jump out on him." Well, we went up there, three or four of us, hid out. I said, "Now, we've got to be quiet. He ought to be coming through here. We can hear him coming." Oh, you could hear him. He was coming up that road, tearing up Jack. It was about 9 or 9:15 that night. He got right even with us. We jumped out on him, went to moaning and hollering, and he looked and seen them white sheets, and, buddy, he lit out faster. Ain't no way we could have caught him. Anyhow, we went back to the house later, and he was inside. We didn't say a word. He was in there talking to Mom. He said, "Mom, the claws almost got me a while ago." She said, "What claws? Where did you see it at?" He said, "I was coming up off the railroad down there, been down there playing ball." He said, "I'm scared to go back down there anymore." She said, "Well, if you want to play ball, I'll walk you down there and come and get you at night." Said, "If you want to play ball that bad." Anyhow, after that, she started walking him down there in the evening and walking back home and then going back and getting him. I said, "Let's scare her, too." We went down there and hid in another place down below the curve next to the railroad. There's some cinnamon trees there, and we was been over there eating them old green cinnamons. Oh, they'd pucker you up. They'd pucker you up eating them green cinnamons. And you know how boys will do. They'll try anything, though. Just like we used to eat old green apples and lay up all night with a bad bellyache. Yeah, bad bellyache. Anyhow, we was under them cinnamon trees waiting on them to come up the road. They come up through there, and we jumped out. And Buddy, Mama drawed back and throwed something and hit my youngest brother upside the head. It was a rock. It knocked him cold as a cucumber. Of course, her and Jim lit out running. They got to the house. Of course, we never showed up for over an hour because we had to bring Paul, too. It knocked him plumb out. His eye was swelled way up. The side of his head was swelled up. I said, we're going to have to slip him to bed without any of them seeing it. They'll know who done it. Well, we slipped him in the bedroom, and we all went to bed. Got up to eat breakfast next morning. Mama looked across the table and said, what happened to you, son? Oh, he said, I fell off the bicycle yesterday evening and said, we was riding and racing each other down this hill and said, some way or another, I got tangled up in the front wheel and said, it throwed me over the handlebars. Skint my head up a little. She said, uh-huh. She knowed very well what happened. But old Jim always believed in them claws. We never did hear what, if anybody caught the claws or what, but it had everybody shook up. Some of the old people was even scared. Yeah. But it helped pass time, I reckon. There wasn't much else to do. All we had was that battery-operated radio, of course, and we didn't listen to it because the battery had run down on you.